let's learn for a few minutes. I would like to discuss with you. This week we learn about the mitzvah of tefillin. Okay, the last aliyah of the parasha is the parasha of tefillin. I want to discuss the question of how often should a person check his tefillin, and likewise mezuzah and sefer Torah. So the halach is tefillin, it says in Shulchan Aruch, should be checked. Do not never need to be checked. That's what it really says. You never need to check your tefillin. That's the truth. The truth is, we're going
to
talk about that. I have here a sefer. This is a sefer that's been around for a couple of years. It's written by one of the biggest experts in these matters. He lives in Eretz Yisrael. He has a sterling reputation as being one of the biggest experts in checking tefillin in all matters relating to at least practical matters, not necessarily the complicated halachas, but in practical matters of purchasing and dealing with issues relating to what's called stam, which is Rosh Tevis for Sifrei Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzos. He wrote a book which has become already an instant classic called Inside Stam. Okay, this has been around already for a couple of years. It's the go-to book to really have an appreciation there's enormous clarity in this book, and there's enormous depth, an enormous amount of information. It's overwhelming amount of information. Everything that's presented over here is presented over here with a lot of clarity. And he discusses all of the issues in great depth. It says in Shulchan Aruch.
What's his name?
I think I remember everything. Reuven Mendelwitz. Reuven Mendelwitz. I know that the mezuzos that I have in my house, were they checked by him? My brother knows him. My brother lives in Eretz Yisrael. My brother knows him. My brother has dealt with him on a number of occasions. People who come to him, they ask him. My brother's a rebbe in the yeshiva, and every so often, my brother notices that one of his students are wearing tefillin that are not 100%. And he tells them that you have to get your tefillin fixed. And through that, I don't think he recommends anyone in particular. I can imagine he probably doesn't even want to. Doesn't have time for this. But when someone needs help, I think he knows him. He knows him personally. He has his phone number. And he's very, very good. He knows quite a bit. He's very helpful in these matters. Any event, let's discuss this issue. It says in Shulchan Aruch that a person who wears his tefillin every single day does not need to check his tefillin. Mm-hmm. And the reason is because if you see it every single day, nothing can go wrong. If you have your tefillin and you have it in your possession, every single day you take it out of the tefillin bag and it looks good, there's something called chazakah. If it was good yesterday, why should it not be good today? If it was good the day before yesterday, there's no reason why anything should go wrong. Where do the problems arise? When you don't see it every single day. You put your tefillin away in a buffet, in a closet, and you take them out a year later. Who knows what happened to your tefillin over the last year? Maybe you went away over the summer and you didn't realize that in your home the temperature rose to 100 degrees. Okay, maybe it was in the attic. Okay, if the tefillin were in the attic, the temperature in the attic can be in a home in Brooklyn in the summertime, it can easily be 110 degrees. If your tefillin are in temperature 110 degrees, the letters may have melted. Maybe, yeah, maybe not. If you put it in your car, you leave your tefillin in your car over Shabbos on a hot summer day, it could reach 200 degrees in your, I don't know exactly, it gets pretty hot in there. So you don't know what happened. If you have not seen your tefillin for a period of time, you really do not know what has happened to your tefillin over a period of time. And therefore, in those situations, you are required to check your tefillin, it says in Shulchan Aruch, twice in a Shemitah. The words are twice in a Shemitah. If you do, on the other hand, see your tefillin every single day, then you do not need to check them ever. So the question is like this. Today, most of us, we are in contact with our tefillin every single day. So truthfully, today you really do not, according to halacha, need to check your tefillin at all, according to the letter of the law. However, things happen. Now, he writes over here something very important, that Chazal, when they discussed this issue of checking your tefillin, they were discussing, it's known as a fact, that the ink that they used in their time was a derivative of carbon. Carbon ink. What's the exact term? It was carbon-based ink. Okay, carbon-based ink, which came from smoke, ashan. They would take soot. They took soot. Soot produces carbon. Carbon-based ink does not fade. This is a fact. Today, there's no such thing as carbon-based ink. Our inks today are derivatives of iron. We use what's called iron-gall-based ink. Iron-gall-based ink fades.
It fades.
Over time, it fades. It's not as strong. There are differences in the quality of ink that we use today. Even they put in special ingredients to make it super strong, and other things that are done to enhance the ink. But the fact is, we don't use the ink, the type of ink that was used by Chazal. So the question is, if Chazal made this statement that if you are in contact with your tefillin every single day, you need not check them at all, and if you're not in contact with your tefillin, you need to check them twice in the Shemitah, how does that apply, translate to today, 2020, when the type of ink that we're using is completely different, a different chemical, and the parchment that we're using today is also processed very differently than the parchment of years ago. Years ago, the parchment was a lot thicker, and they were different. They didn't have the technology to remove part of the skin. You take the hide of an animal and you scrape it to make it very, very thin. They were not able to make it as thin as we make it today. And when you remove more of this of the skin, you remove certain types of chemicals, which may enhance the ability for the ink to be absorbed into the parchment, and the process is just totally different. So basically, the Poskim say you cannot even take what it says in Shulchan Aruch and apply it to today's modern tefillin, being that the chemicals and the parchment are completely different. The chemicals of ink, where it's derived, and the parchment is processed, is completely different. So what do you do? So there's a myth, and the myth is that checking your tefillin ruins it. If your tefillin are good, never check it. Because by checking it, the ink today, it's far superior than what used to be years ago. The wear and tear of opening up the boxes and opening up the parshios is only going to cause more damage than do good. Nothing to worry about. So there are definitely very distinguished seifrim that claim that to be correct, that today there's really no purpose of checking it ever, unless you leave your tefillin in the car. You leave the tefillin in the car. Even if you have not seen your tefillin for so long, you can be more lenient. However, this person who wrote the sefer, he strongly disagrees. He says today he really feels that the ink and the conditions of our tefillin are even worse than they were in the time of Chazal. And therefore, it's imperative that a person really should have his tefillin checked, like what Chazal say, at least twice in a Shemitah, which means 3.5 years. And the wear and tear, he says it's true. There is wear and tear when you open up the batim and you unfold the parashios. But when it's done in a responsible, professional way, the benefits of checking, and they make repairs. Many times when they check your tefillin, they don't tell you, they make repairs. If there's something that's puzzle, more often than not, it cannot be fixed. That's the halacha, it's finished. But many times there are things that are not puzzle, they become puzzle only biddi evet, and you are at this point allowed lichatchila to fix it. if you fix it after 3.5 years, it will be fixed and your tefillin will be preserved for the next 20, 30 years. If you do not check it and you just let it continue in its situation, then when you get around to checking it in 10 years, it becomes puzzle and there's nothing you can possibly do. So he writes very strongly from a lot of experience, it's true. There is wear and tear and danger when you check tefillin less than often, but if it's checked by a professional in a responsible way, the advantages of having it checked every couple of years far outweighs the disadvantage of not checking it at all. He seems to suggest to check it every 5 years. This rule,
the premise that it was kosher to begin with.
Correct. The only premise that was
a good reason to check also.
Exactly, it was kosher to begin with, but
no, that it wasn't. You didn't know if it was kosher to begin with. I have a million stories where they bought the tefillin and then they, for some reason, they went to Israel and the yeshiva made them check the tefillin and they found that they were.
It was kosher to begin with. Okay, that's a horror story, but let's assume that it was, we're discussing what you know as best that a human being can tell. It's kosher to begin with. You're 100% sure that it's kosher. It was computer checked by a sofer, a good professional sofer, done in a responsible way. You've done everything you can possibly do in this world to guarantee you have kosher tefillin. And now it's 5 years. And people are telling you don't check them. Because you check them, you're looking for trouble. By opening up the parashios, you're going to cause it to bend. You may crack the letters. Don't check it. It's important to hear from his work because he's really an expert. He made an impression upon me. Do you have to check it every 3.5 years? He says, no, that's not the halacha. Because that's what Chazal was discussing a certain type of ink and a certain tekufa. He seems to say, if I'm not mistaken, every 5 years is a good amount of time to check your tefillin. Now we're running out of time. Computer check. It's very, very fascinating. The computer check. We have to bring a little tomorrow. We'll see. Computer. When in the 1980s, when the first time the technology was created where you can check a computer, a Sefer Torah with a computer, when they put through the first 100 Sefer Torah through the computer, 100 Sefer Torah, all Sefer Torah that were in use, not stam, they dug up from somewhere, 83 out of 100 were spelled incorrectly. Spelling mistakes.
Wow.
This is 1980. 83 out of 100 were puzzle. Spelling mistakes. So, the big question is, what in the world is going on? Being that today we have a computer, is a person obligated, al pi halacha, to check a safe with a computer? And tefillin and mezuzah as well, you can argue. Those are much smaller, so a sefer is much more reliable because you're not dealing with the whole Sefer Torah. The Shevet Halev, he was a Das Yochid, Rav Wozner, he paskin, you cannot make a bracha on a Sefer Torah unless it was checked by a computer. Because since 83 out of 100 are puzzle, are spelled incorrectly, and even if you'll check it, as the halacha demands to check it 3 times by human beings, they'll catch the mistakes. The average, he writes over here, the average number of mistakes are spelling mistakes in a brand new Sefer Torah before it's checked is 30. The average sefer today makes 30 spelling mistakes when he writes a brand new Sefer Torah. If you give it to a magia, a person to read, he'll catch 29, 28, 25. He'll always miss one. And that's why you need today, Hashem gave us a blessing, gave us the computer. The computer can check 100%. Now, it's not really true 100%. This is what happens very, very often. It's fascinating. All these ideas are totally new to me. And he writes like this, that we actually once had a demonstration. Remember years ago, we had someone come down here and he did a demonstration how he checked with the computer. Today, he showed us that there are 3 companies that compete, produce software, to check Sefer Torah with a computer, 3 different pieces of software you can purchase. Each one is very different. Each one has its advantages, but none of them are foolproof. In the halacha, all of the poskim across the board make it very, very clear The only thing we rely upon a computer for is spelling, nothing else. If two letters are touching, if a letter looks a little strange, any issue that relates to the kashrus of a letter, is we do not rely upon a computer. This has to be made by a human being to tell us if it's a kosher letter or not. But for spelling, people make mistakes. Now, Wozner holds you must have it checked by a computer. Now, he cites over here a fascinating story from the Munkacher Rebbe, the old Munkacher Rebbe, who died in the year 1912, I believe. He died in the year 1912, just to go to bring out the point. Darkei Tshuva. He died in 1912. He had a Sefer Torah. He gave his Sefer Torah to 30 Seferim to check. There was no computer in 1912, believe it or not. They didn't even have cell phones, hard to believe. Okay? In 1912, there was no computers. Okay? There were no computers in 1912. I'm running out of time, I'll just finish up with a little tomorrow. No computers. And he gave his personal Sefer Torah to 30 Seferim to check. And they all came, they said kosher. Okay, there are no mistakes. All 30 Seferim said the Sefer Torah is clean like a whistle. He then met another Sefer and he gave it to him and he said to him, Rebbe, I'm sorry to tell you I found a mistake. So the Rebbe was devastated. He was devastated. Mistake? He said, yeah, I found a mistake. He said to him, okay, you know what? Don't tell me. Don't tell me where the mistake is. He went back to his Seferim, or other Seferim. There's a mistake. Check it again. Check it again. Checked it again, he says, Rebbe, there's no mistake. So the cipher was there. He says, okay, let's limit it to one chumash. Chumash shemais. Okay, check again. Give different cipher, not the same cipher. He has the whole story here in detail in this book here. He gave it, check the whole chumash shemais. We're limiting it now, okay? You can concentrate now. Only chumash shemais. No mistake, it's clean. Okay, I'll tell you what parasha. Parashas Bishalach. Check Parashas Bishalach. Another, no mistake. Who's right, who's wrong here? Okay, it's in Shiras Hayam. Check it again. No mistake. He showed him the mistake. One time, Hashem's name in the Shiras Hayam is spelled Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud. And another place, it's spelled Yud K Vav K. They were switched. The Sefer wrote the Sefer Torah in the place where it was supposed to say Aleph Dalid Nun Yud. He wrote Yud K Vav K. And where it's supposed to say Yud K Vav K, he wrote Aleph Dalid Nun Yud. The mind plays with you. Okay? The mind, you play with the yeah. Mind plays with you. So he gave this to 30 Seferim. And then even when he told them exactly where the mistake is, they could not find the mistake. It is very common when you do proofreading.
Wasn't a spelling mistake.
Right. So that's what we call a spelling mistake. I mean, that's called a spelling mistake because it's possible. Oh, you're right. You got a big problem there. Okay, that's another topic of discussion, how you correct it.
It's like spell check.
Right. But a computer that's programmed, the more expensive versions of it will pick that up. They'll pick that up. Now, when you use a computer today, this is what they do. He writes it, what goes on. They wouldn't believe this. Today, the average computer, it gives you a report, all the different pieces of software. It gives you basically 30 issues on every column, between 5 and 30 issues every column. You know how much work it is to do a computer check? It's torture. You first have to photocopy the entire Sefer Torah. You then have to feed in every scan into the computer so the computer has it and ordered properly. The computer then reads the whole thing and it spits out a report. The report shows on each column between, there are 245 columns in a Sefer Torah. 245 columns. So each column, you get between 5 and 30 issues, an average of 15 issues per column, which comes up to 3,700 things the Sofer has to check. 3,700 potential issues with the Sefer Torah. The Sofer, can you imagine how boring this can be? Sits at the computer and he has to basically delete. It's basically good. But you can be guaranteed from the 3,700 issues, there are going to be about 50 issues that need to be addressed. Not all of them are possible, but you don't sell a new Sefer Torah b'di'evet. And there's going to be for sure some things that are for sure possible. Now, it's a lot of work to go through 3,700 issues. And if you're not at the top of your game, it's very easy to press the button on the computer, to click the mouse in the wrong place at least one time. And that one time that you click the mouse in the wrong time can have major consequences. And then let's say that you go through certain columns where you have the word S 40 times on one column, or the word Nega 20 times on a column, and you have to correct it. Okay, I gotta correct it. Take out the Uriah, find the S that needs correcting. There are 40 of them on that same column. What happens if he corrects the wrong one? What happens if he pressed the wrong button here? And let's say he doesn't even make the right correction, or he makes the correction he makes it even worse. Or there's a tag that's missing, and that tag he puts makes the letter under initial ratio into long. So basically, when you do the computer check, that's just the beginning. Someone who really, really has money to burn, it costs a lot of money to do a computer check. A computer check costs at least, it costs like $1,000, at least. It's a lot of money to do a computer check. It's a lot of money. And after you finish the computer check, guess what you have to do? Guess what you should really do, which very few people do, is do it again. You did the computer check. The computer spits out, I'm not exaggerating, 3,700 issues, approximately. You got to check them all. Most of them are just a total, forget about it. You don't have to deal with these things. But there are things you got to deal with, and you got to correct it. When you're finished, you know what you do? You do it all over again. Scan the whole Sefer Torah all over again with a different cipher, a different computer checker, a different program. And then see what the results are. And you know what happens? 1 in 100 are still possible. That's the statistics that he presents. He has all the statistics because he does this the whole day. They do a computer check, 80% are possible, even more probably. 85% are possible. They have a report, and the cipher sits there the whole day. It's a big job to fix it. Okay, then they take what's fixed, they send it off to another cipher, brand new Sefer Torah. Do a computer check. 1 in 100 is possible. Which means from the 100 times that the Sefer, that there are a lot of Sefer Torah that are on the market, a big number, 100 Sefer Torah, but over a couple of months, you have 100 Hachnas Sefer Torah all over the world. 1 in 100 is possible. But it's still possible. Yeah, you're right, but how do you like that when you discover one day that it's possible after using it for 50 years?
You assume the psul just happened, that's all.
If it's a spelling mistake, you can't make that assumption.
Okay, sure.
If it's a letter cracked, yes. But if it's a spelling mistake, it's spelled kesef with a kuf. Someone showed me a Sefer Torah. I'm sure to show me a Sefer Torah that was used by a shul for 70 years. Every Shabbos. He showed me the scan. Kesef im kesef talve esami. Kesef spelled with a kuf instead of a chaf.
Well, keves and kesef, the same thing.
Keves and kesef and keves. Really? So 1 in 100 after the computer check was not corrected properly. No one's blaming anyone. Accidents happen all the time. It's like the guys who sit the whole day in the bunker controlling the nuclear bombs. Eventually they push the button, right? What's the big deal? So the earth goes up in smoke. No, there's another earth.
So
okay.
Before computer check, the Torah is very often possible.
Okay, to be continued.